Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church isn't the only place you hear that word. A promotion at work, a win on the playing field, passing a test, or good news from the doctor may lead people to exclaim, Hallelujah. But hallelujah means so much more than hooray. It means praise the Lord. It's the first and last Hebrew words in Psalm 150. It's not just any God or Lord this word praises, but the Lord. Notice how that name is written with four capital letters. This isn't a translation of the regular Hebrew word for Lord. Rather, the original Hebrew text has the name that the one true Savior God chose when He revealed Himself. What's in a name? When we understand why the true God chose the Hebrew word as His name, our hearts praise Him. The entire book of Psalms is a commentary on this name. So the book closes calling on us to praise the Lord. The Hebrew behind the name, the Lord, reveals that He is entirely free and independent to act according to His grace, and that He is faithful and constant so that He always keeps His gracious promises. He is the unchanging I Am. And what has His grace, His undeserved love, chosen to do? To save sinners like you and me through faith in Jesus. That's why the Father, who is the Lord, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to become one of us. That's why Jesus Christ, who is the Lord, paid for all sins with His bloody death and rose from the dead for our forgiveness. That's why through God's Word, the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord, calls us to believe in Jesus as our only Savior from sin. Praise be to the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one true Savior God. In this world of change and decay, what good news that our God, the Lord, does not change. He keeps His gracious promises. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions, our sins, from us. Next time someone shouts, Hallelujah, praise the Lord for His promises. So great is Your mercy, grace, and forgiveness, O Lord. Let me praise You now and for eternity. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.